do here in the Hang Zone. Dan out this week. Matt McLaren in for Dan. Dan will be back next week. I won't be. Monty will be here for that.
Yeah.
Jaunt.
Yeah.
So, I would say this is probably the most hyped movie since the pandemic.
Oh, easily.
Fast 9 comes out Friday. And the release date has been pushed back multiple times. They really wanted to wait until they could go for the full cash grab. This was never, ever, ever, ever going to be one of those. Hey, it's $19.99 on Amazon, YouTube,
same.
Or whatever.
No.
Not for this.
No.
Plenty of movies probably made about what they would have made in the theater by doing that. This one's different. I mean, as I was driving in today, listening to the audio I cut, I saw three billboards. So, yeah. This... I can't even imagine the money that this thing is going to make, not only here, but worldwide, because this does very well all over the world.
Yeah, it does, man. I mean, this type of movie is meant to be seen on the big screen with that type of sound system.
Yeah. Get you some Milk Duds, which I still don't really know what those are.
It's just...
good.
Yes.
It's just good.
Just put it in your mouth.
So, I watched the first of this saga a couple years ago for the show. Never seen any of them. Ever. Like when they came out.
All right.
20-year anniversary today, in fact. I watched the fifth one recently for Work in Progress, which was, or is, Mino and Monty's show that precedes your show on Sunday.
Right.
And I think just as a blanket statement to get you up to speed here, so I don't have to explain this, I think there was a period of time in my life, like I grew up like most boys do, I was obsessed with anything with Nicolas Cage, Steven Seagal, any Bruce Willis, anything. That
right.
was obviously, we were
sure.
all of our jams. But I think there was a period of time, probably college, up until when I was about, I don't know, late 20s, maybe even starting in college, where I think I thought I needed to pretend to like movies people said were good.
All right.
And it might have been female driven, like, hey, I don't know, the art girls who are into the music I'm into seem to think that
I need to be culture.
Yeah, they seem to think Garden State's a good movie.
Yeah.
I'll pretend to like this movie.
Yeah, Zach Braff is amazing.
All the while I'm thinking, I hate all these movies. I miss Steven Seagal.
Right.
I miss kicking ass, taking names.
Yeah, cut somebody's head off.
Yeah.
Right, yes.
And so to go back to our opening segment of running in tank tops, if you just embrace the full douchebag, in the last few years, I've realized these are the movies I like. The same movies I liked when I was 12 are the movies I like at 35, 36 years old. And so this week I've pledged to fill in the gap between 6, 7, and 8 so that I can be ready for Friday night. And really, I'll probably be more ready than anybody, you know?
Yeah, because
I'll be in
fresh.
The right headspace.
I mean, exactly. Nobody else is doing that this week.
That's what I guarantee you someone else is watching all 9.
Yeah, they're
plus
doing them right in a row
eight plus,
in one
yeah.
day.
So
in their
I watched Fast and Furious 6, which came out in 2013. This is the second film in the saga that The Rock is in. And it's also probably the second one where they decided we're not just a car movie
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, for sure. They embraced we are badass at action.
Yeah.
And we have way more appeal if we get rid of street racer only thing.
Right. So it's planes, it's karate,
yeah.
or let's just say martial arts.
It's The Rock.
Is karate demeaning to call all martial arts? Oh, look, they're doing some karate. So in short, I watched this last night and I loved it. I think I might have liked it better than 5 even. And
it
5
is
was
better.
Awesome. I thought 5 was good.
They get better and better.
Well, I can't wait. Like all of these movies, the premise is extremely loose, right? So at the end of 4, I guess we're to believe that Letty is dead.
Right.
Who we hadn't seen since the first one. Dom's first love, and she's gone. And she's gone because Brian, Paul Walker, sent her in undercover in a cartel sting operation, and it resulted in her passing, right? So in this movie, the premise is... that they thought Letty was dead for a whole movie, and I would say a couple years, right, in the timeline,
yeah.
in the Fast universe.
About right.
But there's a new crew who's pulling jobs all over the world who may even be better than Dom's crew, except they have big goals. They wanna steal things that could ultimately be used for terrorism.
Right.
They want to steal a device that can shut down a country's power grid for 24 hours. No idea what the people who would buy that would do with that. I guess just a lot of murder. They don't really get into that. Doesn't matter. So Dom and the crew, they're in Spain because Spain has no extradition.
Right.
So they go there because they can't be brought back to the U.S. and brought to justice. They're fat and happy. Brian's got a kid. With Mia, it's all good. We're going to live over here. We're out of that life. Well, then here comes The Rock. Here comes Hobbs with an offer. I need you guys to come help me bust up this other crew who may be more badass than yours. And here's why you're going to do it. Because I have pictures of Letty. She's alive.
What?
I know you thought she was dead. She's alive. So when they investigate what actually happened with Letty, we're to believe that after her accident in South America that was supposed to leave her dead, she lost all memory.
Yes, that's the weirdest part, I think, about this entire thing.
So Letty is in a hospital bed, and somehow Shaw, who's the bad guy, he's leading the crew that's trying to steal the weapons to sell to terrorists. They don't really say how she got in with his crew of street racers who want to do nefarious deeds. He simply says, "When I found you in that hospital and you couldn't remember anything." It's like, what are you, just walking through hospitals, like combing for new crew members?
There she is, the girl who can drive really good.
Right behind the wheel. No explanation whatsoever.
Yes.
And when we first learn that Letty doesn't remember Dom or the rest of the crew, it's when Dom, trying to save her, actually pulls up on her. And he's like, "Letty!" And she gets out and shoots him.
Yeah.
So, is she mad that he has a new girlfriend? That seems extreme. He thought you were dead. You don't shoot a guy in the shoulder because he got a new girlfriend when he thought you were
dead. Woman scorned. I mean, I don't know.
So then we learn that she doesn't remember him, and that's why she shot him. And as they actually start to see each other and interact, she doesn't remember anything.
Yeah.
Except she remembers how to drive the car.
Exactly. The same way with the same skill level and maybe even better.
She has all of her pre-existing tood where she's just real, you know.
Same exact person, except the one thing is she doesn't remember this dude that she loved.
Right. Or any of his... Right. Other than that, everything's
identical.
I thought that was hilarious that the entire premise of this movie is this woman doesn't remember anything except for everything. And this one small part that would drive the plot. And so Dom's like, "I don't care if she remembers anything or not. She's family." Because at the end of the day, what are these movies about? Are they about street racing, Blake?
What?
What are these movies about?
Racing?
No.
Wrong.
Incorrect.
Family.
That's right.
Thank you, Maya.
These movies are about family. Not about guns.
Why do you think they eat
karate
at the picnic table all the time together?
Family.
It's about Nas.
That's why. About Nas.
No.
It's about family.
That's why he let Paul Walker get up on Jordana Brewster. It's about family.
Get up on.
Well, date with. Whatever you call it.
Before we get back to family, I think I noticed this in the previous, in five, but I wasn't cutting audio at the time. The Rock tries to force a word or a catchphrase into this series now. Now, I have no idea where Hobbs is supposed to be from. They don't really get into that. But based on the...
Samoa.
The word... Okay. In the movie, though, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know.
He has a way of speaking with a southern dialect that I find hilarious. I will play you three examples of this now.
What about you?
Hobbs and I wait for Shaw. Shaw leads to Letty.
Gear up.
Come on, you some bitch.
The Rock is trying to force the words some bitch.
God, I
like my
about
grandfather
that.
Would say that the words son of a bitch is come on, you son
God,
bitch.
It's
you
like
some bitch.
And Jackie Gleason started that in like the 50s. Right.
Yeah, and like no one outside of I would say the American South says some bitch. So here's another one.
Let me guess. Hobbs. Come on, you son of a bitch.
Nice.
You son of a bitch.
And another.
No, this has got Shaw's name written all over it. We've got vantage points, multiple exits, subways, highways, and storm drains.
Badass and brains.
Okay, that's also another thing there is as his partner, who's a female, who ends up being crooked. is running down. She kicks ass.
Yes,
but also she can look at some schematics. You know, there's computer stuff going on, and she reads it great. And he's hey, badass and brains.
No, this has got Shaw's name written all over it. We've got vantage points, multiple exits, subways, highways, and storm drains.
Badass and brains, woman, you keep that up, I'm gonna be out of a job. All right, let's go nail that sumbitch.
So forced, forced, but I love it so much.
His name is Lucas Rebecca Hobbs, known as Luke Hobbs. Grew up in Samoa.
Okay. As far as I know, they don't say some bitch.
I wouldn't think so, but I've never been, so it's possible. Maybe they do.
So, of course, the plot is insane. There's a plane. They're driving cars onto the plane. People are swinging on the plane.
Which is badass.
Bless up. Moment of silence for Gal Gadot. Felt like she probably just had another movie to do.
It happens.
She was becoming more famous, so they couldn't bring her back for the next one. Telegraphed from the very beginning because her and her boyfriend are talking about settling down. That's a pro tip, right? If you're trying to bet on a movie, anytime two people are talking about settling down, one of them's bound to be dead soon.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
It's a guarantee. You'll be settling down into the ground, one of you, and that's about it. So, all ends well. Letty's back in, they get to go back to California because they demanded pardons. I'm sure the State Department was fully on board with this. Extradition and full pardons, or not extradition, but full pardons.
Right.
They come back to the States. Now they're ready to go again until the next time. But as I said, this movie is about family. Not Nas, Blake, family. So I present to you now, every single time the word family was used in Fast and Furious 6.
But I'm going with you.
You said you were going to leave this life behind.
We both said that we were leaving the life behind.
He's right. We're family.
Now I know you guys are a family. So I'm offering you a chance right now to make that family whole again.
Even though she's alive, maybe she's gone.
You don't turn your back on family. Even when they do.
You're loyal to a fault. Your code is about family.
All this. This is your family. It's who you are. This is my family.
Take your crew and walk away. That's the only way you're gonna keep your family safe.
Your brother never told you never threaten a man's family.
Family.
Family. Family.
Family.
Family. Family.
Family.
Family.
Family. Family. Family. Family.
Back, 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 back.
Jeez. It's about family.
God, man.
It's about family. I mean,
and I forget, like, Vin Diesel's voice sounds like he just got shot in the throat with a train.
Dude, this one at the end. Let me see if I can find that specific.
It's about family.
Brother never told you to end.
Like a cross between him and, like, Rocky Balboa or
That's
something.
The only way you're going to keep your family safe.
Your brother never told you never threaten a man's family.
Family.
Family. Family.
Family.
Family.
Family.
Family. Family. Family. Family. Family.
That is awesome.
So I give it 100%.
Oh.
The Jaka critic gives it 100%.
It's fantastic. I think they figure out, let's do this stunt. Now, how do we put it in a movie?
And if we are being serious about the way these movies were made, it's incredible filmmaking.
The stunts are nuts,
the fact,
man,
that they're able to pull that stuff off, yeah. And I don't know if it's drone mostly or what, but it's and I know it's a lot of CGI too, but it's incredible.
It works.
It's incredible. So I will continue my journey tomorrow or Wednesday, one or the other.
Watch
tomorrow
Fast
or Thursday
7.
With Fast 7 so that I can keep up with
the family.
Coming up next. Some